Okay, let's get going. Hanukkah, everyone. Let's start with the famous Braisa. The beginning, it's on page Kufchot Beis. There's a piece named Brach on Hallel. It's really about Hanukkah. It's a Geshmaka piece. We're not going to touch every riot, but I think we're going to get most of it. Okay, so famous, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Chaf Aleph, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? Nechafe Kislev is there's days that it's Asr, I'm just going to read inside. Nechafe Bekislev, Yomei Dechanukah, Lola Misperim, Lola Zanas Bon, right? It's Asr, Behesper, Betanis, Kishenichnesu Yevanim Lehechal, Timu Kalashmanim, right? Timu Kalashmanim, Shebehechal, Kishagavra Machas Beish Chasmanoi, Venitzchum, when the Chasmanoim won, Batku Velamatu Alpach Echad, Shal Shemen, Shaimunach, Bechosamash, Kwanda only found one flask of oil with the Chosam of the Kwan Gado, Lohaiba Allahalik Yom Echad. Nasa Nais Vedliko Shmona Yamim, Vashana Charis Kvam Lasom Yamta Bahal Voda. So, everyone knows this. It was a Pach Shemen, it was supposed to last one day, it lasted 8 days. The next year, they said, we're going to be Kovei these days for Hala and Oda. So the Velt asked the question, there were two Nisan that happened on Hanukkah. What are the two Nisan that happened? The Jews won the Milchama, number one. And number two, that the Pach Shemen lasted for 8 days. So if you'd ask me, what's the Iker Nes? The Milchama. You open up Al Anisim, do we have any Siddurim nearby? Thank you. You open up Al Anisim, which we just said tonight for the first time, so it's already very exciting. But if you open up Al Anisim, what does it say? The whole thing is about the Milchama, right? It says, Amata Besarasam, right after the enemy came, Dantes Dinan, Rakantek Nizmasam, right? Rabim Yan Matim, the whole thing. And then it says, Hidliku Neros Bechatos Kachecha. It gets like a side mention. By the way, they lit a menorah then also. As a side note. And then, we also have the Nes of the Pach Shemen, which doesn't get any FaceTime on Nisim, but if you look at that Gemara we just read in Masechet Shabbos, it says, by the way, they won the war, and then the Pach Shemen lasted for 8 days, and that's why we celebrate Hanukkah. So what's the Iker Nes? Why is it the Gemara in Shabbos should highlight that it wasn't just that they won a battle, it was a miraculous win of a battle. It was a miraculous win of a battle. That's the question. It's just an interesting thing, just a side note. There are some classic Hanukkah songs that are from the secular Zionists from like the 1940s and 50s, and they took Hashem out of the Milchama Mamish. They say like Alanisim and Iflos Asher Cholavu HaMakabim, and it's Mi Emalel Gvurit Zayin Pasuk Mi Emalel Gvurot Hashem. It's Mi Emalel Gvurot Yisrael. Like the Imamish took Hashem from the. So the even the Zionist movement has come a long way since that. But that was an ace that we won the Milchama. That was an ace. So why does that ace not get mentioned in the Braisa? That's the Kasha asks. So we have to figure out, we have a different mitzvos. It says in the Braisa that it's Yimei Hallel V'Hodah. We also have the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. And we have the brachos, the three brachos that tonight, two brachos, the rest of Yom Tov, all those Neiros. Are all of these mitzvos connected both Nisim of Hanukkah, or are some of the mitzvos connected certain Nisim? Okay. So we're going to talk about Hallel. What is Hallel? Hallel V'Hodah. Why do we say Hallel? So he says a Yesod here. It could be the Hallel's Deoraisa, according to some Yishonim, according to the Bahag, according to maybe the Riff in Masechet Shabbos. The Rambam is very clear. No Hallel could be Deoraisa based on Sigyas. It also with Sigyas in the end of Perek Arvei Pesach, and they did last year. When David HaMelech made the Nusach of Hallel, how could we say Hallel? As Yashir, we're going to get to all that. So, again, what is the Mechayiv of Hallel? So it says the Imek Bracha Yesod that there's really two aspects of Hallel. But before that, we have to ask a more basic question. Why do we thank Hashem only for Nisim Guyim? Hare, the very fact that we're breathing, the very fact that we're alive, that we're healthy, that we're able to learn, is mamish, as we say in modim every day, al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, v'anifo secha she'erev boker v'tzrayim, right? We say on your nisim v'nifos, every single day, every single moment, that you're alive is a nes, is a nifla, right? Yisrofech ha'basru mafli lasos. It's mamish, it's hafli v'fele, that a person could walk the world and be conscious and have machshavos. The whole thing is pela agai pela agai pela, and that's our world. So why do we only thank Hashem for the big miracles? Well, we don't think that it's a miracle also that our blood is flowing perfectly. Why do we only say Hallel? So, you know, Baruch, now there's like a thank you Hashem movement, which I'm all in favor of. But Lamaisa, there's no Chi of Hallel every day. So what's going on? But does Gufa, what's unique about, let's say, a Nes, like the Nisim of when Klai Yisrael won wars miraculously, other miracles, Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's unique about those Nisim? That you could tell that it was more obvious that there's a Yad Hashem. You can tell there's a Yad Hashem. So this is what he calls Gvuras Hashem. Gvuras Hashem is not just did a miracle. Avada by us, as far as if you know the MS, the Teva and the Nes, the Teva and the Nisim Guyim, think about the Ramban and Parsha's bow on your head, right? Are all the same. But to the onlooker, it's very easy to tell. Even to us, it's easier to tell when a Nes Galoy happens, when it's Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, right? Giborim Biyad Chalashim, it's very obvious that Hashem is running the show. It's much more obvious. And that is Tau Nahalel. But let me ask you a question. What if a Nes happens that Mamish shows the glory of Hashem, but it doesn't affect us? Let's say Hashem would make a miraculous thing in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, that the sea would split. Mamish, and you'd have dry in the middle, and whatever it is, achomas, right? Mimi no mi smola, mamish, but there's no Klai Yisrael, no one's walking through the river. But it's mamish and nes. Gvuras Hashem, a whole big, like a whole volcano erupts, and I don't know what happened. Some crazy, crazy, crazy miracles. Would that be Ton Halel Amaisa? You're seeing Gvuras Hashem. So he says no. He says no. He says we need two things. We need both the Gvuras Hashem, and you need that this Gvuras Hashem, this miracle of Hashem, should affect us. And he wants to say that that's Pshana Gemara and Megillah. By Purim, we're holding by Chanukah, we have to think about Purim. The Gemara asks in Maseches Megillah, why don't we say Hallel? Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So Gemara discusses over there. We're going to discuss the two answers of the Gemara. First answer is, I'll read inside, Bishlama Mishani Rava, Bishlama Hasam, Halalu Avdei Hashem, Velo Avdei Paro, by Yitzias Mitzrayim. We were Avdei Paro, and then we left the Avdei Paro, came Avdei Hashem. El hacha halalu avdei Hashem, velo avdei Achashverosh, akadi avdei Achashverosh anan. By Purim, even after the miracle of Purim, we were victorious and we were not destroyed, but we were still in under the kingdom of Achashverosh of Melech Parasumada. We didn't get autonomy, right? So what's pshat in that Gemara? You could have said, and it sounds like in the riff like this, that we say in the halal, the words, the nusach, halalu avdei, right? Halalu avdei Hashem, right? Avdei Hashem. So if it's a technicality, there was a big nes, and we were saved, but we're not avdei Hashem completely. We're also avdei Achashverosh. It could be a technicality, but he points out from the Yerushalmi, it's really much, much more than that. It wasn't a geula shleima. There was something lacking in the geula, right? Wasn't a gula shlema. So it's true that it was a big miracle. Normally, when it's Yotzei Ksav Yad HaMelech, it's a chasima, there's no return. The gzera of the melech happens, and Klai Yisrael should have been destroyed. And miraculously, everything fell on its head. And once you saw the sequence of events, it was clear to any onlooker that it was from Hashem. But still, it was lacking in Hatava for us. So he says, you see from that Gemara, you need two things. Not enough to be Gvur Hashem again there. That would be enough. It sounds, it's Mefersh in the Gemara, from the Gemara's Havmin to Megillah, that the Nes that happened by the days of Mordechai and Esther would have been enough of a Nes, enough of a miracle to be Ton Hala. But there's a problem. It didn't help us enough. So it's lacking in the Hatava. You have the Gvuras Hashem, but you don't have the personal Hatava. And then he says, but the Gemara gives another answer. And he won't say the two answers not having a Gemara. Normally when you have two answers in the Gemara, you might say there's a Machlokas team to answer. He says, not a Machlokas, they're both true. What does the second answer say? The Gemara asks, Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Chutz Aretz, and yet we say Halal on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, the whole Gemara's point is, why do we say Halal on Yetzias Mitzrayim? We don't say Halal by Purim. So the Gemara's answer is, no, before we entered Eretz Yisrael, the whole world was equal. Once we entered Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael got a certain gishmakite, a certain chumrah. The rest of the world was no longer a fit place to say Shira. So what's pshat in that? It's Tam Eretz Yisrael. What's so special about Eretz Yisrael? What's unique about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the makom of Ashkachas Hashem. It's Eretz Asher Eini Elokecha Ba Mimei Shana V'Acher Shana. That's a place where it's clear, and even nowadays when we're still in Galus, but we all know that in Eretz Yisrael there's something, besides for the wars, but even the Maisei Yom Yom, there's something more special about the Ashkachas Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, and that's all, you know, that we were Mekabel Mirabosenu, that Eretz Yisrael is a unique place, it's a special place which shows Ashkachas Hashem. So it says in Mekbracha by Purim, what's the Gemara trying to say? This was a Neshe B'chutz La'aretz? That somehow the Gvuras Hashem, the apparent wow of Yad Hashem, of Hashgachas Hashem, of the power of Hashem is lacking in Chutz Aretz. That's something that's unique to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't exist in Chutz Aretz. So if that's the case, if that's what makes Eretz Yisrael unique, and the Gemara is answering, that's why Chutz Aretz is lacking. So you see in this Gemara, both Dinim and Halav. In Halal v'Hodah. He goes on to say, that's goof why we say Halal v'Hodah. The Halal, the praise, is praise something that's praiseworthy is the Gvuras Hashem, that there's a certain wow. And Hodah is to thank you, to say thank you to Hashem, a personal thank you. And the Mechayiv of Halal, we call it Halal, the Shira of Halal. But in the Mechayiv of Shira, the Chiyuv, which might be, according to some Mishonim, a Chiyuv Deraisa, even on Chanukah, according to the Bahag. According to others, they're abundant. But that chiyuv of halal is generated by two things. It's really a manifestation of halal vehodah. Halal is to praise Hashem for the gvuras Hashem, the wonders, the niflaos haborei, and the hodah is, of course, to thank you that it's personal. If you don't have those two aspects, there's no chiyuv shira. There's no chiyuv shira, right? Okay, so now, he says, first of all, I want to get back into a little bit more. We have to answer up our question about Hanukkah. But first, he points out that here from the Brisker of this point, there's a Gemara that says, right, it says in Halal, which we'll be singing for the next 8 days, Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, that the Goyim should sing Halal. And the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yirches, a Kal V'Chomer, Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, Agvurus V'Niflos Da'avid Ba'adayu, Kol Shkin Anu De'Gavar Aleinu Chasdo. If this, the Maramak one, if you want to look for a different, you look in the Brisker Rav, I think in Parshas Yisro, you see a different shot in this pasuk. But for now, we're going to go with what he says here, also from the Brisker Rav, against the Gemara. Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, it's a Kal V'Chomer us. What's a Kal V'Chomer? What's a Kal V'Chomer? So you might say, you know, they get smaller miracles and we get bigger miracles. But if you look in Rashi, up in order of the Gemara, in Pesachim, Agvurus V'Niflos Dechazizush Asali for Yisrael. So the Goyim are singing for the Gvuras of Hashem, and again, like I say, for why are the Goyim singing for the Gvuras of Hashem? You want to see an interesting Maramakum, look in the Brisker and Chumash. But the Goyim are singing for our Nitzim and Flows, and Kal V'Chomer that we should sing. So he's like, if you understand these two dinim, it's Pashut. The Goyim can sing because they can sing praises, because they see the wow of Hashem, the Gvuras of Hashem. But the Goyim, the Nes is not for them, it's the Nes and they're done for us. So us, Kal V'Chomer, that we have both the Gvuras Hashem and the Hodah, the Halal of Hodah. Again, these 8 days of Hanukkah are, if we're going to get in the spirit of these 8 days, the halachic spirit of these 8 days, these are Yemei Halal of Hodah. So what is Halal of Hodah? It's the Gvuras Hashem that we won the Muhammad miraculously, and Hodah, that it happened personal for us. So now, he says also, if you look in the Alanisim, it's very nice. What do we say now? I don't have time. I'm just going to read it in here. If you'll be mochel me, it says, "L'cha asis Hashem gadol v'kadosh b'olamecha." You made a great name for yourself, i.e., Gvuros Hashem, because we saw the miracle of Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim. That's Lecha Asis Hashem Gadol V'Kosh V'Amecha. And then we say, L'Amcha Yisrael, let's see the true Gdula Purka Kimazeh, right? You say, L'Amcha Yisrael, you give a great salvation for us. So that's the Mitzvah Sayom. Gvuros Hashem Hallel, praise Hashem. Lecha Asis Hashem Gadol, that the entire world saw how miraculous Hashem is. And then, Vasisa Imanu, right? La'amcha Yisrael, la'asisa, chua gdolo purkum yom zeh. That Hashem did it for us. Ah. So now, let's go back and answer all of our questions. Why is there a din halal on Chanukah? What is that din of halal? That's Yimei Halavoda. That's for the nace that we won the Mochama, and that's what Al-Nisim is Niskanan as well. And it's not because of the Neros. The Neros Chanukah was a gevalda gazach, was an incredible thing. But did it really help us in any way? So first of all, you know, if you have to do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. If you're putter, you're putter. You didn't save my life. Number one. Number two, the Alva Achronim are all bothered by halachic kashas, you know, the Pnei Yeshua, the Tosa discussed Tumash Rabbi Tzibur, and the Rav Shechter, excuse me, likes to quote, you know, Mashke Beimitz Bechaya Dachan. We also had a Psachim last year that there is no Tumas Mashkin, the Beis HaMikdash Lo Yupaskin. So, we didn't need it. We didn't need it. It's not, you don't say Hodah for that. You know, it doesn't require a national Hodah every year. Thank Hashem that there was a Pachsham and that was Tarf. It would have been Tamei. Either we still would have done it, or it wouldn't have been Tamei, or even if it would have been Onus, you know, whatever it is. But if a nation is at the verge of destruction, both spiritually and physically, so yeah, that's something to say Odah for. That's what the halal is for. That's Yimei Halal V'Odah. What about the Ner Chanukah? It says, obviously, the Zecher for the Pach HaShemen, right? That we light the Ner Chanukah with oil, and as we davko, preferably oil and not candles, right? The whole thing, that's for sure for the Pach HaShemen. What about the bracha of Sha'as Nisim Avoseinu? What Nisim are we referring to? So this is a birchas. So at first glance, you would say, it's Niskan on the Pach HaShemen. It's right. We do it as part of a mitzvah. And as a matter of fact, most Rishonim say, you know, the bracha of Sha'as Nisim Avoseinu is also a birchas haroeh. So if you'll see a Ner Chanukah lit in the window, you should also make a bracha. But when do you make that bracha? So most Rishonim hold that you don't make that bracha if you're already Yotzei Ner Chanukah. Because you're going to already have your own Sha'as Nisim. There's no need to make another Sha'as Nisim. The Rambam is unique Shita, that even if you're Yotzei Ner Chanukah, you're already Yotzei, you lit in Mus, you lit in Morv, and you're going to walk in the street. Let's say you lit in Mus. You're not going to walk, you're going to see the Ner Chanukah and Morv on your way home. So you have to make a new bracha, Sha'as Nisim Lavosein. You just stop in Epsom Avenue and do a Shtigl Chazanus. So that's the Rambam Shita. And the Rashba Takas is on the Rambam. You already yotzei the mitzvah. This bracha is part of this mitzvah. You don't make a bracha mitzvah twice. What's pshat for the Rambam? Is this bracha associated with the Pach HaShemen? No, what's the bracha? What do you make a hodah for? What are you thanking Hashem for? Again, avada, there was something great about the Pach HaShemen. But what is the rechi of hodah on? The rechi of hodah is on the Mechama. And the bracha of Sha'as Nisim is a bircha sadah. So it's a bracha of hodah for the Mechama. And so the Rambam would hold that even if you already did the mitzvah and you already remembered the Pach HaShemen, but it could be that the Ner Chanukah sparks a memory of thank you for the Mechama. Now, why do we do it by the Pach HaShemen? So he says, and he says something, if you look in the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayeshev by a Borei Gimel Maim, he says this too. He says, when you look at the Ner Chanukah, that's the makom that the miracle happened. Chazal say when you have a place that a miracle happens, baruch sha'asli neis makom hazeh. So he says, his lashon is, it's a kero makom aneis. So we have to know, again, there's going to be a connection between the two nisim, right? A little bit, this is what the Meshech Chachma says, I just want to mention that because it's very, very crucial for the Indian of Ner Chanukah, that the Nes Galui is Megal on everything else as well. And it makes the other party more clear. So it could be that we dafka, you know, it's like a wink from Hashem, the Pach HaShemen. I didn't, you know, I've been with you the whole time. So that's very important. But Lemaisa, the Chi of Hodav, Sha'as Nisim Avoseinu, says, B'das HaRambam, is also part of the Chi of Hodav. It's a Kiyam of the Yimei Halav HaHodav, right? L'shan Acheres Kavum, right? L'Halav HaHodav. Ah. What about the Braisa? I said it was going to end 10:40. I might go 2 minutes over if you're mochel. It's 2 or 3 minutes, but I really hope not that much longer. The Gemara asks, my Chanukah. And the Sugi is a Mesechah Shabbos, by and large, are dealing with the Takana of Ner Chanukah. Right? That's how it starts, with Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. So, says the Gemara, what's the Sugi about? The Neros. So it makes sense that what's the Brisa that it's quoting about? The Chiyuv to light the Neros. That's to remember the Pach HaShemet. That's why the Brisa in Shabbos only mentions, only emphasizes the Nes of the Pach HaShemet. But we have a problem. If you look at the Brisa, what does the Brisa say? Why are these days Delola Misbod Bohon, Delola Sanos Bohon? These are the days, so if we're talking about the Isser Hesped Vitanis for the next 8 days, we have to be happy. Right? If you don't say Hespedim, you don't do Tanis. So that's L'chora because of the Nes that happened to us. The Chiyuv Hodah that comes along with the Chiyuv Hilal Hodah is we concentrate on the positive we can't be Mesiach Dashnaz. We can't worry about the negative. So what's going on? So he says, you have to say that the Braisa, the Gemara brought the Braisa up because it's talking about Ner Chanukah. The Braisa wants to know, why is this holiday 8 days long? Right? We're celebrating the Muhamma. The Iker Yimei Halavada, and also the Lola Misbord Velola Sanos, not do Hesbord Tanis for the Muhamma. Why is 8 days long? Where did 8 days come from? 8 days come from the Pach HaShemen. So the Brice is about, not why is there a Yimei Halavada, but why is it 8 days long? If you look in the Brice, that's what it sounds like. Ah, I just want to close with one interesting nafkamina. Between these two, there are two dinim. There's halal and there's hodah. Or there's praising Hashem and there's saying thank you to Hashem. And those are, you need both of them for halal. The yimei halal v'hodah, shiras halal requires both. I have to actually tell you, I'm sorry, that he says in Az Yashir, which Chazal referred to like a form of a halal, if you look in Paragraph Pesachim, it says over there also, Ashir la Hashem ki gaga, and it says, Vahi li lishua. And then because of those two aspects of us, Gaga, the Niflaos Hashem, and Vahili Lishua, therefore Zekeli Van Veil, okay, Vivromena. So, right, you need those two aspects are Mechayev Shir Vahalo. There's an interesting question. What if a Navi would come and tell you, he says that the Brisker Rav quoted that his father Chaim has this suffix. What if a Navi would come and tell you, I know that you're going to get a Yeshua tomorrow. So is there a Chi of Halal today? So the Brisker Rav said in Pasuk, it says, "Ani bechastecha batachti, ageli bi b'shuasecha." I could be happy about it. Ashir la Hashem ki gamal alai. When I'm boteach, if I'm confident it's going to happen, I could be happy. But Ashir la Hashem is only ki gamal alai. Once I already got it, so for a chi of shira, you need to know that it already happened. He wants to say that that's for Niflaos HaBorod. He wants to use Medayik from Psukim for Hodah in Divrei Hayamim, and then he has from Chizkiyahu Melech also that for Hodah it could be, it says the Mechames Yehoshaphat, that the soldiers went out, they knew they were going to be victorious. They already said Hodul Hashem Kito Kiyom Chasto before they even won. So you have to say that was really just an Indian of Hodah, because you could be grateful for something if you know it's going to happen. But the Shira that comes with the gratefulness, which is connected to the Niflaos HaBorod, that only is afterwards. That's what he says in Brisker Rav. Lamaisa, we're at the beginning of Chanukah here. It's very important to know when we sing Halal and we say Al Nisim and we light Chanukah. It's nice to know what the Ikra Takan is for. And we should recognize that there are two aspects, even in the Nes of the Muhamma. And we like to think more about the Pach HaShemet because it's just there's a big symbol there. But the Ikra Nes, Nes of the Muhamma that we recited, Rabbi Me'an Ma'atim, and that it was for us, was for Klal Yisrael to allow us to be able to do Torah and mitzvahs and go forward. Shvayach.
So, was he saying?